This week, WXXI is looking back at the events and people that made news in 2019, a year that was turbulent for the Rochester City School District. Early in the year, the district attempted to respond to a state-mandated report that deemed it in dire need of improvement. It was also at the center of a debate regarding a possible state takeover and a controversy surrounding teacher layoffs to cover the district's nearly $65 million budget gap. WXXI reporter James Brown covered these stories throughout the year. He joins Connections producer Megan Mack to discuss those developments and what we could see in 2020.
James, the issues involving the Rochester City School District have been years in the making, but it seems like the problems we witnessed in 2019 trace back to late last year. That's when the state-appointed distinguished educator released his report on the district, right?
Yeah, that report was published in November 2018. And in it, Jaime Aquino made a number of recommendations, some of which were related to the district's finances. Aquino quoted former chief financial officer Everton Sewell, who told the board that the district's finances would hit rock bottom within 5 years if things don't change. District staff didn't realize the situation was even worse than what Aquino knew at the time.
So let's fast forward to May of this year, when the district announced it had hired a new superintendent, Terry Dade, to replace Barbara Dean Williams. She retired in January. Did he have a good understanding of the budget gap when he decided to come to Rochester? Did he know what he was getting himself into?
No, he knew of a structural budget gap, but not about this. Instead, it didn't come up in the interview process at all. Although Commissioner Beatrice LeBron voiced concerns to city council and the school board last year, she sent a letter that warned the district could go bankrupt. Here's LeBron.
So I don't know who knew what when. I know what I knew, and I knew what I was trying to convey to the public. And it is heartbreaking. Like, I literally feel sick to my stomach that I'm in this position, because this is literally what I warned people about last year.
Why didn't people in the district heed those warnings, James?
There's tons of speculation. LeBron and Dade have mentioned that members of the staff knew and they didn't alert the board. It's unclear how much Sewell knew, the state comptroller's office, and Securities and Exchange Commission, who are both investigating the district, have not released their findings yet. We can expect that in the coming months. Regardless of who knew what, the district is facing a $65 million budget gap before last week's layoffs. Even with those, there's still about $30 million in a hole.
On Connections, Superintendent Terry Dade told us that he never expected to be in this position as superintendent, to have to cut teaching positions mid-year. Here's what he said.
Our teachers and students did not cause this problem. It's something I never thought that I would face as a superintendent, especially at this time of the year. We're literally making cuts while the school year is going on. It's an absolute nightmare for me.
Like we said, Dade's proposed solution was to lay off about 150 district employees, including 109 teachers.
And the day after those proposed cuts were announced, students started protesting. What did that look like?
They walked out of their classes and they emphasized that they wanted cuts as far away from the classroom as possible.
I feel like we're paying for the mistakes that the district made, and our principal and us did not cause the problems in the district.
The school board approved the cuts on December 19th, but people protesting the decision say the fight isn't over. What can we expect to see in January? Will the state get involved?
I think state involvement is a given. The question is on what level? A full bailout? A fiscal monitor? Willa Powell said that prior to her vote for the cuts, the state is watching, and if the board handles this poorly, they worry that they could be removed. The question is more, when will the state step in? The state education department is in flux itself. They're on their second interim commissioner this year. And New York State is believed to have a $6 billion budget deficit of their own.
James Brown, excellent reporting all year. Thank you for your work.
Thanks, Megan.